Blog Talk Radio.
October 20th, 2013. Again, it's a pleasure to have you with us, and I'm happy that we are no longer experiencing technical difficulties this week. We hope that indeed those of you who tuned in last week came back on board with us again this evening, and that you're spreading the word, of course. As always, before I begin the show, I'd like to pay homage and be reverent to the Most High, to our ancestors, to my family, my siblings, my mother-in-law, and my dear wife. I really appreciate the energy that all of you as my friends throughout the cyber world and personal friends who have been loyal and really attentive to sharing your energy with us on the show. I give thanks to all of you. Again, we are reviewing the book titled The True Power of Water, Healing and Discovering Ourselves as a Result of Recognizing the True Power of Water. And for the last couple of episodes, or should I say shows, we have been relating to this very interesting book authored by Dr. Isao Emoto, from Japan. And he is the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Hidden Messages in Water. And many of us, of course, especially in the Western Hemisphere, have been led to believe that we can take water for granted, as it were. But one only has to go, actually, in the United States, for instance. You can go into certain states in the West, the West Coast area, where you have desert land. And, of course, the water is not as plentiful in the desert as it would be within an inner city such as here in New York City. And then, of course, we have problems with water in terms of getting too much of it at times. By the grace of the Most High, sometimes we can be overwhelmed with water where we have some cities and states and parts of the land that are flooded with mudslides and a host of other maladies that one can encounter as a human being trying to maintain the well-being of one's family and one's community. And then, of course, most of all, trying to know as much as you possibly can to maintain your health, understanding that indeed our body is composed of at least an average of 70% water. So the tissue that we have, our skin, which is the largest organ of the body, it has to have a certain amount of hydration for it to maintain its elasticity, for it to be able to be healthy, so that indeed it is not able, is not subject to damage from the rays of the sun, to being bruised, for it to being able to heal itself through a natural process of healing. And then, of course, the organs within the body, under the skin, under the tissue, those organs have to be properly and adequately hydrated. But we will go into that later on in the show and following shows for that matter. We will always touch upon this very intense subject matter concerning water. I happen to have had the blessings of being befriended by an individual which many of you may know of. His name is Maladoma Protis Somme. He comes from the community, the country titled Burkina Faso in West Africa. And he shared with us in his book, The Healing Wisdom of Africa, when I first read it, that there is a problem with his, particularly his countrymen and his family and village having access to water. And not until I really had a chance to read that book and then eventually meet him personally did I understand the seriousness of that. There are some communities where they have to have pumps which can travel for miles from the source of the water at a lake or a river so that it can be pumped into the community, into the wells, as it were. And indeed, there's a certain reverence, there's a certain gratitude that is being extended to that water. And as I had mentioned in a previous show, that of the book authored by Dr. Emoto, that water can have the capacity to sense vibration, to sense even thoughts. And indeed, those people who do not take water for granted are able to benefit from the water more so than those of us who take water for granted and don't really have a reverence towards it. It says a lot. Indeed, in our family household, before we eat a meal, we give thanks, we say grace, and thus I'm sure that has an effect on the food. And in some practices, there's a term that it's used so that the food being offered to the One Most High, to deity, that it is purified and imbued with the spirit and with the energy of the Most High. And we give those names, various names from Krishna to other names which we identify as being the Lord Most High. And that food is able to purify the body as a result of that. And indeed, just by giving blessings and saying grace, you have the same type of effects which can be experienced. So this is something that many of us in the Western Hemisphere are not aware of, and some of us even do not believe in that reality. And, of course, you'll see it when you believe it, as Dr. Wayne Dyer states in his book, so eloquently. If you do not believe in a certain truth, in a certain fact, that it doesn't have to be necessarily empirically proven, but just believing in it and having faith in it as being true can make it true, as it were. So, and then, of course, the opposite holds true as well, that if you don't believe it is possible and you don't have faith, then indeed you're dealing with things that are not deemed to be possible, and you will not have any proven evidence that indeed it is something that is a reality. Dr. Moser goes on to share a case with us regarding a young lady who was sent to his office many times. And she was suffering from various illnesses. And what happened was the young woman was a medical student, and she underwent surgery at her university hospital. And she was still in the hospital for chemotherapy treatment. And he was asked to help her to restore her health by using a method which is called HADO. And he is the inventor of a machine called the HADO machine. And this man who visited him presented his 22-year-old daughter, who had been diagnosed with lymphatic tumor. And her father had died of the same disease several years ago, and he had continued to treat her. And he goes on to say that, furthermore, the father's father also died of the same disease, and both of them were medical doctors. So the man came to see him because initially he was eager to help the daughter somehow in any way possible. And as I stated earlier, the young woman was a medical student, and she underwent surgery at her university hospital. And she was still in the hospital for chemotherapy, and this placed him in a very difficult spot because he had been using the HADO, or the HADO measuring device, to collect information from the people with disturbed vibrations and making HADO water to cancel the disturbances and connect their body's vibration. And he was wondering how would it be possible to get the information from the person in the hospital if he couldn't possibly take the device to the hospital inside of her room. And it was hard for him to believe that the medical doctors at this so-called state-of-the-art university hospital would recognize the HADO alternative medicine as viable. Even if he was able to bring the device to the hospital, he would be kicked out if they found him. So he came back to his office with the patient's mother this time, and both of them appealed to him to measure their daughter's HADO. And he goes on to state that he was touched by their perseverance, and he felt that he must measure her HADO somehow and make the HADO water for her somehow or other. And suddenly he came across an idea. And he just asked if they could take a photograph of their daughter and bring it to him. And as instructed, the mother took her daughter's picture and brought it to him. And he was able to measure her HADO by placing the picture on the HADO machine. The picture thusly indicated a very strong anxiety. And as he mentioned in the previous chapter, anxiety often manifests as having a problem with the stomach. The mother commented that her daughter had been having severe nausea lately and was unable to eat. And this response encouraged him because he had made that analysis earlier. So he felt confident that he would be able to collect information from her about her disease, even if she was not able to come to his office. And immediately, he prepared the HADO water to correct her HADO. And her mother continued to bring a new picture each time she came to see him. And he then thusly committed to make her HADO water for her. Yes, hello everyone. This is Baba again, and I apologize. We seem to have had some technical difficulties with the connection, and we are now back on. And again, I'm so happy that you've held on with us. And as I was, I'll pick up from where I left off, we were talking about Dr. Emoto being able to acquire the diagnosis of his patient's HADO by her mother bringing him a picture of her from the hospital. So that just goes to show us that indeed, far from what we're used to with regard to Western medicine practices, that from the East, from other countries such as Japan, such as Africa, that we're able to perform healing modalities unlike what is normal are accepted within the Western community in terms of the medical profession. And we just ask that you have an open mind to do your own research, you know, to indeed, you can go to my website at drumsofchange.com. I have a bookstore where you can purchase such books as The True Power of Water by Dr. Masaru Emoto and other books. And just indeed look into, for your own due diligence, the various ways of one being able to heal oneself by being proactive in terms of the food that you consume, by drinking an adequate amount of water. And again, that's 8 glasses of water per day, or at least one half your weight in ounces. If you weigh 100 pounds, then you should be drinking 50 ounces of water per day. And we advise, and by the way, of course, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm just sharing with you information that has been proven to be successful for myself and my family, that you consult your doctor before you engage in any type of practice that you may hear on our show regarding healing yourself through diet, through drinking water, or any other modality. But we have learned that if you drink a glass of water as soon as you wake up in the morning, to hydrate your body, to hydrate all the organs, and just before you go to bed at night, that you're able to your body benefits from that, from warding off the potential of having a heart attack or a stroke, for that matter. But again, I advise that you do this research on your own in terms of confirming these suggestions as being something that would be compatible with your lifestyle and with your particular medical condition, your state of health. So, with that being said, Dr. Emoto has been highly regarded throughout the world as being an authority on the nuances and the benefits of water and using it as a healing modality far and beyond what we have been usually aware of within the Western Hemisphere. He goes on to state that, and I would be remiss, my wife just walked into the studio. Just want to say hello with her for a moment. And, hi, hon, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah, I love this topic of water because it's so essential. It's so essential for the maintenance of our health and also preventive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that many people might not realize, when you're taking nutritional supplements, mm-hmm. in order for those supplements to work most effectively, especially minerals, you need to drink,
right.
as you had said, at least, you know, half of your body weight in ounces per day so that those minerals can not only break down but also go to those areas of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times people will say, oh, well, I'm taking a mineral supplement, it's not working. It's because they're not drinking enough water.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's so important.
No, that's a very key point that you're making. And like you say, it's interesting when you state that for the supplements and the minerals and other things that are within the supplements to go to different parts of the body, that you need a sufficient amount of water.
Yes.
For that to happen. And that just gets into basic physics.
But many people don't realize that, though, because I've had people say to me, well, you know, I've tried this supplement and it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that certain supplements, if you take them, they might not work the first day because we're not talking about prescription medication. We're talking about holistic methods and natural
mm-hmm.
foods.
Mm-hmm.
But after 3 weeks, a month, you really should see a difference. But many people don't see that difference because they're not consuming enough water.
And also, if you're eating a certain diet that has challenged, or should I say compromised, your body's ability to absorb these nutrients, and you're taking the supplements, but you have a lot of gook in your intestines. You know, your intestines are clogged up.
Yes.
If your liver is not functioning properly, if your kidney and other organs which allow the water to hydrate and to make your blood properly balanced so that it can carry the oxygen, so it can carry the nutrients through the intestines so it can be absorbed into your body. If all those things aren't happening in sync, then you're not going to really reap the benefits.
That's right.
Right?
You won't see the benefits. And something as simple as just consuming enough water daily, people are not doing it. And, of course, in this Western, you know, you're always talking about the part of the world that we live in, you know, in this Western society, what's being promoted?
Mm-hmm.
Soda.
Yes.
I don't want to call the names of the companies, but we know the main ones that go with the fries and the burgers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just, you know, those things taste good. They really do. I used to enjoy them also. But as that old-fashioned saying that some of our parents would tell us, when you know better, you do better.
Yes.
And that it's just simple as that. When you know better, you do better. So if you know that one can of soda contains maybe 10 or more teaspoons of sugar,
mm-hmm.
and you know that that's not good for your body, that sugar can cause you to get old quickly.
Absolutely.
Because it breaks you down. You know, people have problems with joint pains and whatnot, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of times it's because they're just simply consuming too much sugar.
Yes.
Okay, so we know that. So when you know better, you do better.
Mm-hmm.
So switch from the soda, drink water, and you'll find that your supplements that you're taking will become much more effective.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And also, I'm recognizing the thought this came to me, I'll be 70 in December, but I know when I was a young adult, in my early 20s, back then it was commonplace, especially here on Sunday evening, over the weekend, starting at Friday, Saturday, just about out of the 52 weeks in the year, I would say a good 40 of those weeks were spent going to some type of party or some place of entertainment, celebrating a holiday and so forth. And the point I'm making is that it was accepted, as we mentioned earlier this afternoon, you came to someone's house, the first thing that they would offer you would be a drink of alcohol. And we would feel that, yes, if you had, even if it was just beer, we even had the misconception back then, oh, I'm just going to have a beer, and I'm not going to have hard liquor. And then, of course, that beer became a substitute for drinking water because your body felt hydrated. And you felt psychologically as if you were drinking enough liquid, and then, well, there's water in this beer, and you would somehow justify it. And as I mentioned in other shows, that the body is always keeping score. So when we're young, we have resilience to be able to bounce back from lack of proper nutrients and lack of drinking an adequate amount of water. But as you get older and the body is keeping score and more acutely, now it's just like when you were a baby. If you don't feed the body as a baby, the baby's body, the proper amount of food, the proper amount of nutrients, the proper amount of water, it is not going to develop properly. It's not going to grow into a mature being, you know, and on its maximum capacity. And the same thing holds true as we become older, and once we're at the argument is out in terms of once you turn 30 or 40, you know, the body starts becoming very sensitive again. And now, if you're not drinking an adequate amount of water, eating the proper amount of foods, eating food that has roughage, eating food that has the nutrients in it, you know, then you're going to begin to degenerate. And also, as we stated earlier in the book, such as the father whose father, the young lady's grandfather, they all had cancer history, if you will, lymphatic cancer. So if you have a history in your family of having certain types of cancer, having heart disease, having strokes and so forth, you know, then one, it behooves one to start doing the research and start really listening to those people or accessing, searching out those people who have the knowledge so that, indeed, you can learn as much as you can so that you can treat your body appropriately and give it its proper nutrition. We have cars. We know that some cars can take regular gas. Some can take, some need super gas, you know, super premium in terms of the amount of the quality of the gas and the octane level and what have you. And many of us are more careful about how we treat our car with the oil change and the proper gas usage and so forth than we are with our body. And we know it makes sense to us. We know if we don't treat that car correctly and don't give it its proper input of gas and oil, just using that as a hypothesis, that that car is not going to last as long. So the same thing holds true with the body. So I'm so happy that you was able to share that, make that analogy about the taking vitamins and supplements that you need to drink. You know, you need to drink about 8 glasses of water per day, and especially if you're taking supplements that has minerals and so forth, you need to drink, 16 ounces?
Well, there's no specific formula that I would say, but I do know that if you're not drinking adequate water, your supplements are not going to be as effective as you'd like them to be.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that was a good point. Again, we're going to be reviewing, probably for the last time next week, Dr. Emoto's book on the true power of water. And I suggest that you recommend to all of your friends and associates that they tune in through our archives and also to tune in next week on our show as we review this very powerful book, The True Power of Water, Healing and Discovering Ourselves. And I also recommend that you visit my website, which is Worldwide Health and Wealth Movement.com. Again, I repeat that. That's www.worldwidehealthandwealthmovement.com. And on that site, you will find at least 10 products that are offered from our company named Joy to Live. And our flagship product is named Fovea. And that's one of the products that we highly recommend. It has over 80 minerals in it that can benefit your body as it's not able to act through a normal process of diet of food that we have access to. And then we have some other products, Ionic Silver, and the Elixir Blast, which I use, and I'm starting this serious regimen of training for my 15th marathon in 2014. And as I really get into my training, I know that the Elixir Blast is going to be truly beneficial, that it has all types of extracts from berries and mangosteen, acai, aloe, and a host of other antioxidant foods that have antioxidant properties. So again, I encourage you to go to my site of Drums of Change to access the books that we review on the show, as well as drums, African drums that are available at my drum store, and then to worldwidehealthandwealthmovement.com. So I end as I begin, always, by giving homage and praise to the One Most High, to our ancestors, to those of you who have listened in, my family members, my mother-in-law, and my wife, and all of my friends throughout the world. I thank you so much for tuning in, as always, and I invite you to revisit us again next week. Until then, peace and blessings. Shalom, assalamu alaikum, all my relations, namaste, and have a blessed week, and we'll talk soon by next Sunday.